103.5 Triple M, as we say, a very good morning to a name familiar in the region. He grew up here. He's moved on to bigger and better things. Channel 9 these days, it's Luke Bradnam. Luke, good morning.
Hello, how are you? All good?
I'm a
proud Pyalda State schoolboy from back in the day. House, if you're wondering, which you probably weren't.
They still hang your photo on the wall to say, work hard, boys and girls, or this is what will happen.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you don't study, you'll end up like this guy. I grew up in Hervey Bay, and that's why I'm pretty passionate about the campaign. Which was just launched last week from Everest Base Camp, of all places, and that is to change the name of Fraser Island back to its original name and its indigenous name of Goorey Island. And we are running a campaign trying to solicit some people to come on board to sign our petition, but at the moment it's waning. It hasn't exactly set the world on fire at these early stages.
Okay, Luke, just quickly, mate, where did the passion, the desire to do this come from?
It actually comes from my daughter. So, you know, as I said, I grew up on in Hervey Bay, and then all of our holidays were always just spent on Fraser Island and Winya Creek. And I was unaware my whole life of the fact that the name had ever been changed. I never really considered how Fraser got its name.
Right.
And then a couple of years ago, I'm back on Fraser with my daughter. She's 7 years old at the time. And she said, who's Fraser named after?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, you know what? I don't bloody know. I had no idea. And so I Googled it and I told her the story about how it was known for, you know, there's evidence suggesting that for 5,000 years the Butchilla people were living on Fraser Island and naming it Goorey Island.
Mm.
And then when white people, white settlement came to town, they disregarded the name and named it after this lady, Eliza Fraser, who was a wife of a captain of a ship that got shipwrecked up on the north of the island, and they just disregarded. My seven-year-old daughter was disgusted by the story, and she said, "That's wrong." And the more she spoke about it, the more I went, "You know what? You're absolutely right. It is wrong. We should never have changed it in the first place. And it's wrong that we haven't changed it back."
Okay, mate. Well, look, it happened, of course, with Ayers Rock a number of years ago. It took until 1995 for that to officially change to Uluru. Obviously, the desire is the same to happen here. How do people jump on board and have their say?
Go to change.org and then type in change the name of Fraser Island to Goorey Island, and you can sign the petition. And we're chasing 10,000 signatures. We're a long, long way from that at the moment because, you know, I actually thought that people would be very passionate about this and that people would jump on board quite easily once they understood the story. But the bottom line is that I think that there's so many more, you know, people have got so many more pressing issues on their plate from a day-to-day basis than signing a petition. But we need your help. And so if you're listening to this and what we've said or what I've said, it makes sense to you in some way, if you could spare 2 minutes out of your day, sign the petition, it would be very, very much appreciated.
Okay, mate, we'll put that out there as we have now. We might even put it up on our Facebook page, give it another push there, and we'll just see where we get with this. I tell you what, you want to sit down and watch a pretty average movie, go and watch Eliza Fraser with Susanna York. It was released in the 70s. It's not that great.
Is that right? Well, I've read a fair bit about her now, and she was an interesting character, that's for sure. And you know, she told many conflicting stories once she came off the island, with regards to how she was treated by the indigenous population. And I can't believe that an island as great as Fraser Island, in my opinion, the greatest island in the world, I can't believe we've honoured it. We've honoured that great island after someone like Eliza Fraser. It's an absolute joke to me, and it needs to change.
Oh, when you put it like that, mate, maybe it does make sense. Luke, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thank you, and appreciate your time. And can I say one last thing before I go? And this is how you can tell the Hervey Bay has never left me. Up the seagulls, the mighty Hervey Bay seagulls.
Good on you, mate.